Other Greek fragments exist, including lengthy quotations embedded in the writings of a Byzantine chronicler named George Syncellus around 800 CE. These Greek texts don't give us a complete First Enoch either, but they serve a critical historical function. Greek was the bridge language. It carried the Enoch tradition out of its Aramaic-speaking homeland and into communities that would preserve it in other tongues. The most consequential of those communities was in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian Orthodox Church reads its scriptures in Ge'ez. The ancient Semitic language served as the literary and liturgical tongue of the Ethiopian highlands, roughly analogous to the role Latin played in medieval Western Christianity. At some point during the early centuries of Ethiopian Christianity, First Enoch was translated from Greek into Ge'ez. And there it stayed. Ethiopian scribes copied it. Ethiopian churches read it. It was treated as part of the broader biblical canon, while the rest of the Christian world gradually forgot the text existed. The Ge'ez manuscripts are the only source that preserves First Enoch in its entirety, all 108 chapters, every section, including the parables that are missing from Qumran. When scholars talk about the Book of Enoch as a complete text, they are talking about the Ge'ez version. Everything else, such as the Aramaic fragments, the Greek papyri, give us pieces. Ethiopia gave us the whole. The Western world rediscovered this text in 1773. The Scottish explorer James Bruce traveled to Ethiopia and returned to Europe with three